What it is, one time is your boy. Your boy, man. Coming at it again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Power for real. Nickel. You feel? Man, back at it again. I think we had tried to follow the toe. Oh, yeah. Moving on down the line, like I say, man. I appreciate all my listeners, man. How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all doing well. Anybody who, you know, continue listening. We get to chapter 50, and of course you have to make it to the end of chapter 50. I want to give a special surprise to my listeners, and I hope that everything with the special surprise go well. I hope it kind of encourage more people to listen and not discourage the shit out of people to continue to listen, you know what I'm saying? But let's get to it, man. Chapter 42. Lord, I thank you once again for allowing me and my listeners to be here today, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, through this time frame and through everything that's going on, that you cover and keep us with your blood and angels from danger seen and unseen. I ask you to continue to help me make the stories vivid, and I thank you for the vividness that I've gotten so far with the stories, and I pray that this one right here, like the Joseph story, I really do want to like bring it in so they can really see from a spiritual standpoint that this may be perhaps something that, you know, spiritually we go through today, you know. Continue to work on them, Lord. Help somebody pick up that book. Spread love in you. Continue working with me, Lord. I know I ain't the greatest, but you call me, I'ma do it. Nothing without you but everything, which anything I forgot, Lord, help me out. It's the easy and more blessing in your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry about that, yeah. Throat a little dry. Got my liquors with me today. Got my green tea. Yeah, I need that. Kind of soothe the throat a little bit. Kind of seemed like it helped out instantly, though. Okay. Sorry about that. I want to make sure the vocal's straight for this. You know, chapter 42. And it goes a little something like this. Hit it. Chapter 42. It did. I don't know if y'all remember in chapter 41, the king made Joseph second in command. All right. And being that he's second in command, you know, said there was a little part where they were mentioned about bow the knee as he rolled by, second in command on the chariot, you did. All righty. Now, 42 picks up with Pops letting them know that he didn't heard word that, you know, why niggas sitting, because they were just sitting up there chilling, twiddling their thumbs, you know, ain't no food and shit. So they just like, I don't know what to do, just like, you know, clueless type shit. Pop said, what the fuck y'all just sitting up there looking all dumb and shit for? Y'all didn't hear the word? Nigga, they got food over in Egypt. Yeah. So what I need for y'all asses to do, take y'all 10 grown asses to Egypt and get us some motherfucking food. Shit. Nigga just sitting there playing with their thumbs and shit. Like, and I would take Benjamin, but, you know, y'all really ain't good with keeping up with y'all younger brothers. You know, shit happens with y'all and with y'all younger brothers. So I'm going to keep Benjamin at the house with me. But if y'all would, bring some food back for us. You dig? So, you know, they left Canaan, went over to Egypt. Now, personal perception, I would imagine at this particular time that being that other countries are coming so heavily and their own Egyptians are coming for food from the storehouse to purchase, I can imagine it's a pretty long line. And I can imagine Joseph seeing his brothers before they see him. It did, because they said he recognized them. And when you're in a position like that, I really don't think that you're just the face of the company. Like, you're just going to every person, facing them up. They kind of like maybe come at the bottom of the step and ask for some food, and you discern whether or not they get it or not. You know what I'm saying? But however the setup was, Joseph spotted them before they even knew who he was, okay? And when he spotted them, he already peeped that he was going to come at them. Reckless, you know what I'm saying? You're going to come at him a little tough. You feel me? Just imagine, though, you know, even though you done moved up in God, you second in command in a strange land, the land that ain't your own, but, you know, you that cool with the king that he said that shit pop off your word. If you put the word out there, it's done. You done moved up to that spot. Even though you moved up to that spot, you still feel some type of way about the niggas who sold you off. You feel me? And he see him pulling up. He see him coming up. You feel me? And they coming just like everybody else in respectable fashion, bowing on their knees. And Joseph peeped that shit. He remembered the dream. But he wasn't gonna let up on him that easily, you dig? It wasn't all love just yet. You feel me? Because he was talking tough to their ass. He was like, what the fuck y'all doing here? Where y'all, where the fuck y'all from? You know what I'm saying? They were like, we from Canaan. You know what I'm saying? That bullshit. Y'all ain't from no motherfucking Canaan. Y'all don't look like no Canaanites. Shit, if I had to say for real, y'all look like some Hebrews in here, bitch. For real? Hell. Talking about y'all came here to peep out the land. Y'all trying to see how y'all can get some free food in there, bitch. Y'all trying to rob us. Y'all trying to take over in there, bitch, and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, no, you got us twisted, man. No, you got us wrong, man, all the way. We ain't even like that, bro. For real, we true men, dog. We are true men. We come from the land of Canaan. But we are 12 sons from a man called Israel. And you're right, he is a Hebrew and shit like that. But don't, you know, we've been living in Canaan for a long time. You know, it's 10 of us, you feel me? I know you. I said 12, and you only see 10 of us. It's 10 of us right here, all right? One brother is back at the house, okay? And another brother, you know, you know, he ain't around no more. You know what I'm saying? So, Joseph was like, nah. Because the reason why he could keep his distance, he had a translator, you feel me? That was basically translating what they were saying, so he was acting like he don't know. But I bet you him and the translator like, bro, they Hebrew, man. Why you keep asking me to tell you what they saying? I know you know what they saying. Motherfucker, shut up. Shut your ass up. Do you like being a translator? Because you could lose your job today if you keep coming at me with this dumb shit. Keep translating, motherfucker. What did they just say? You know what I'm saying? And he told them what they said and shit. So Joe's like, that's bullshit. That's motherfucking bullshit. Y'all some spy. I know spy when I see spies. And these motherfuckers respect me around here. So if I say you spies, y'all some motherfucking spies, dog. They're like, no, man. We ain't no spies, bro. You got us wrong. Okay. All right. Okay. You say you ain't no spy, right? Ooh, okay. How about it? Okay. You know, before they, you know, because then they started to talk to each other. Because this is like, you know, they felt like some, on some shit like, you know, I know what you did last summer type shit. Like, Joseph was coming back from the grave, hiding their ass, fucking their ass up. Cause they were like, man, damn, dog. Y'all know this shit because, you know what I'm saying, what happened to Joseph, man. You know, because y'all seen that way that nigga was looking, man. He was crying. He was saying, please don't let them take me and shit like that, man. And we still let that shit ride, bro. You know God going to get us for that shit, man. You know God going to get us for that shit. And Ruben like, man, hell no. Nah. God going to get y'all for that shit. Didn't I tell y'all? I told y'all niggas, man, don't do none of that, man. Don't do it because you know how dad going to feel about it. I told y'all niggas. I told y'all. Ruby, shut the fuck up, nigga. You always whining and whining and whining. But when we gave you some of that change we got, nigga, don't start, bro. This ain't the fucking place and the time, bro. Shut that shit up. Anyway, man, what the fuck we gonna do, dog? This nigga think we spies in this bitch, man. I don't know, man. He sitting over there talking to the translator for a hot sec. You know what I'm saying? And for a second, the love for you had for his brother. Because remember now, Joseph talking rough, Joseph playing this part. But he ain't seen these niggas and I don't know how long. And, you know, it's just like you, if you in that, I imagine, if I'm in that situation, a piece of me is going to be like, man, I just can't let y'all ride. They easily just, I know I didn't, God didn't look out for me, but I still feel some type of way about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So he just playing, he just really playing a role because when this happened, he was like 17 when he got sold. I don't think at that time frame, Benjamin was born. You did? So a piece of him, like, damn, I got a little brother in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I may have a little brother, you know, because he loved his family. He loved his older brothers. His older brothers just didn't love him like that. But you could tell Joseph had a lot of love in his heart because he wouldn't have got to the position that he would have got where he is right now if he would have just started hating. You know what I'm saying? And didn't just let go and let God. But he in this position because of his love and a piece of him. He still loves it despite everything that they did. That's what love, true love is, man. Despite shit that go on, shit get done, man. You still love him. And he wept a little bit. Because in the end of the day, he misses his family. You know what I'm saying? And that's some real shit. And I can dig it. There ain't nothing wrong with that shit. But you know, that's probably another reason why he kept that distance. Because he ain't want them to figure that shit out. And then they start acting like he little brother JoJo again, and it ain't going down like that, nigga. I done came up for real in this bitch. So, you know, after he got his composure together, you did. He told him, okay, y'all want to show me y'all ain't no spy? Bet. I got a little plan for you. Okay, one of y'all brothers. Because I want to say they had a feast and stuff, you know what I'm saying, too, and everything. But he said, y'all leave one of y'all brothers behind and bring the younger brother back with you. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some food. Y'all say y'all ain't no spies, so I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the food that y'all purchased because every man had, like, some bread. They had some cash on deck, so all of them cashing out to try to get a certain share so they can take it back all to the family. And make sure everybody good and eating and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure y'all get y'all share of food. You know what I'm saying? But one of y'all gonna have to stay in jail. I wanna say he put out, when he said the spy shit, like you have to read 42. For real, for real. But I do think he put him in jail for like 3 days. You know what I'm saying? He did put him in jail for 3 days, but then he ate with him after he had him in jail. And he said one of them gonna have to stay though in jail. It did. And the other ones, I'm gonna send the other 9 back. And y'all can go ahead and give food to y'all family like y'all say y'all doing. Y'all ain't motherfucking spies and shit. But to let me know you ain't no spy, you gotta come back with your younger brother, man. Yeah, and he probably chopped it up with him to ask, you know, when he did the feast, probably asked who the younger brother is, who mama is, and mama named Rachel, and then, damn, that's my mama and shit, you know what I'm saying? So he probably got the 411 that that's his younger brother, like bloodline brother and, I mean, mama and dad and bloodline brother, you feel me? So he want to see him, you know what I'm saying? So Simeon is the one that get taken and kept. And the other nine brothers go back. And as they going back, one of the brothers notice that, because what Joseph told the people to do, the guards and the stuff that gave them the food, is to give them the food, but put their money back in their bags. You know what I'm saying? But do it in a slick, like, manner, I guess, to where they didn't know, you know what I'm saying, that they got their money back. You know what I'm saying? So one of the brothers had, they didn't say which one, but one of the brothers looked in their bag and saw that they got money. And all of them just like, oh, shit, nigga, you got money? Nigga, you stole from Asia, nigga. We ain't gonna never get Simeon back, nigga. That nigga gonna be in jail forever, nigga. Oh, man, nigga. Nigga, it ain't gonna do no good to being Benjamin, nigga. You stole money from these niggas, man. They already think we spies, and then you steal money from their ass. Oh, nigga, nah, I don't even wanna touch that money. Don't give it to me, nigga. You keep that shit, nigga. You stole it, you keep it. And the brother like, but bruh, I promise, man, on everything, the Lord is my witness right now, bruh. I did not take this money. How you get your money then, bruh? I don't know, nigga. It just is here. You feel? Ah, nigga, you stole it, nigga. Judy, you always stealing shit, nigga. You the one who sold him, nigga. I know you stole that nigga money, man. Fucked up, man. How we gonna tell Pops this shit, nigga? Simeon gonna be locked up for life because you wanna steal from a nigga who thought we was spies. Ah, nigga, we fucked up in this bitch, nigga. So they walking back. You know, they get back and to Canaan, and they holler at Pops and let them know we got the food. But the dude thought we were spies, you know what I'm saying? The governor of Egypt thought we were spies in there, you know what I'm saying? And he told us that if we didn't come back with our younger brother, that, you know what I'm saying, he gonna convince that we spies and he ain't gonna give us no more food, and Simeon gonna stay locked up. Simeon locked up? Fuck you mean Simeon locked up? Yeah, see, what had happened was, like, that was kind of like part of the deal too, you know what I'm saying, with the whole little spy shit that, you know, we was talking about earlier. Yeah, like, keeping Simeon, and we got to bring Benjamin so we can, you know what I'm saying, show him that we ain't no spies and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And Pops was like, nah, nigga, oh, no. Damn, man. Simeon locked up. Joseph fucking dead. And then you gonna take Benjamin. Damn, man. Y'all just trying to put me in the grave, man. My baby Rachel already in the grave. Y'all trying to take me there too, ain't it? Lee in the grave. Damn, man. Benjamin ain't going, dog. Fuck that shit. Benjamin ain't going, man. And Reuben like, Dad, please, man, please, if Benjamin don't go, this nigga gonna think we spies, and that's the only place we can get fucking food from, dog. Egypt is the only place we can get food from right now. I tell you what, Pop, look, man, I guarantee you, if you put them in my hands, I'ma bring them back. Fuck these niggas right here. I'ma bring them back and tell you, let you know I'm telling you the truth. You can kill my two sons. You can murk my two sons if I don't come back with y'all. For real, Pops. I'm not playing, man. Pops like, damn, man. Simeon locked up. Joseph dead. Niggas gotta take Benjamin down there. Oh, we ain't gonna have no food. But if Benjamin don't make it back, man, I might well just go and sign my death certificate, dog, cause, yeah. Rachel, you hear that, don't you, baby? If Benjamin don't come back, that's gonna be the big one. I'm coming to join you, honey. on everything. So, in a nutshell, that is the end of chapter 42. Sort of to be continued with the story of Joseph and his brother. They linking up and caught back up with him, you know what I'm saying? And God just flipping some stuff around in his favor, man, you know? And Joseph just, you know, I feel like he just being the man who got sold by his brother, you know? And it wasn't no pleas or nothing that he could do to change the outcome. So he got to let him feel the heat a little bit. Y'all let me feel all that heat. Y'all didn't even reverse that shit. I got to let you feel some heat, my G. But it all going to show, man. It's all love at the end of the day. From both sides, you feel me? It's like reoccurring stories, you feel me? You dig, if you think about it. Jacob stole blessing from his brother, made his brother sell his birthright for a motherfucking pot of porridge. You know what I'm saying? A pottage. Shit, he had to dip out, come back, see for his brother forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? These niggas sell they brother, you feel me? Feeling the heat of it now, you know what I'm saying? They thought it was all ball. Once Pop got over it and had another son and started moving, they thought everything was in the clear. But now they feeling the heat of it, you feel me? It's like, yeah, it's crazy, right? We all go through it, but like I said, it's a learning process. And the stuff that you see, if you could see them formulating, you could change it. And that's what it's all about, changing it. Love y'all. May you be blessed by hearing, you know what I'm saying? And if you pick up that book by reading, and just be blessed in general. Love y'all. Be blessed. Gonna end it like that. That's chill.